Atamaria, good morning. The All Blacks captain Kieran Reid says they're drawn towards the challenge of winning a third straight Rugby World Cup. The team to play South Africa will be named this afternoon, with the outcome of the game likely to determine which side finishes top of their pool. Reid says there is pressure, but that is something they relish.
Obviously there's pressure, but it's, I guess, how you look at that pressure. You know, whether that's something to overcome you or you walk towards that and actually enjoy it. So we wouldn't be sitting here and being a part of this tournament if we didn't really relish those opportunities to play at the highest level, and the World Cup is the highest level.
The Springbok team was named yesterday. Coach Russie Erasmus has made just one change from the side that drew with the All Blacks in July, with captain Sia Khaleesi returning to the side of the scrum. One of Women's Rugby League's star players is calling for change when it comes to the NRLW judiciary system. Kiwi Ferns prop Tuila Fotumawala, who plays for the Dragons, has become the first woman suspended by the NRL. But with the competition including just three rounds then a grand final, Fotumawala's three-week ban rules her out for the season after only one match. New South Wales State of Origin captain Kezzy Apps says given the short nature of the season, the punishment is totally unfair for her Dragons teammate. Tottenham Hotspur are locked in a tight battle in their opening group stage match in European Football's Champions League. Last season's beaten finalists, the English side and Greek team Olympiakos, are level at 2-2 in Greece. A penalty from England striker Harry Kane and a Lucas Moura goal put Spurs 2-0 up before the home team pulled a goal back on the stroke of half-time. Olympiakos have just levelled the scores from the penalty spot. Several other big clubs kick off their Champions League campaigns this morning, including Manchester City and Real Madrid. And an unbeaten 72 from captain Virat Kohli has led home side India to a comprehensive 7-wicket victory over South Africa in their second T20 cricket international. After disciplined Indian bowling restricted the Proteas to a below par 149 for 5, Kohli and Shikhar Dhawan helped the hosts chase down the target with an over to spare in Mahali. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakina kina.